The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
All right, ladies and gentlemen around the Delaware Valley, welcome to the Tabitha Castro Show on the American Justice Radio Network. I'm Joe Dougherty, your co-host with Tabitha Castro. How are you, Tabitha?
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm so glad to be here. Even though it's a little gloomy outside, we're here, we're working, we're getting it done.
You're right. It is gloomy and a little muggy here in Philly. I came from my house to the car, from my car to the studio, and I'm going to get a shower. So when I go home, it's a little muggy out, but it's great to be here. We got a great show for everybody today. Really, Tabitha, an interesting topic and one that we really want to get the word out to individuals that could be affected, because there's a lot of them. We're talking about the 3M earplug cases. With a lot of our military people who have gotten, damage to their ear, to their hearing, to a lot of their physicality. It's something that's important.
Absolutely. We represent a lot of military individuals. And then when I heard about this, I thought it would be important to put on our show to get the information out there. And I'm really glad to have Mesa and Associates here today on our show as our guests.
Absolutely. And so I'm going to introduce, the founder of Mesa and Associates, who is representing the class action lawsuit that has caused so many of our veterans to lose hearing, to have other effects because of faulty situations. Before we get into that, first I want to welcome Joe to the show. How are you, pal?
Good, Joe. I'm great. And just wanted to say, we're trawlers, so we never sweat.
It's true. Right. Everybody that's right. Cool. If you could picture it, and my buddy Joe Krause always says, radio's theater of the mind, right? So everybody's cool and collected, and I got the sweat pouring down my body. It's kind of weird. But Joe, if you would introduce your associate who's the lead attorney on this particular case.
I will. Thanks, Joe. With me here today is Mike O'Neill, who works with us, and he has a unique background with regard to these cases, the 3M hearing loss earplug cases, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today and any other stuff you guys want to talk about. But Mike has firsthand experience. He has a military background. He served in Army infantry as an Army pilot flying helicopters. Wow. And still is currently in the Army National Guard, so he's got a unique experience and perspective to bring to this case, the litigation, and relationships with veterans and current military members who have a problem with their hearing loss or ringing in the ears, tinnitus, as a result of these defective earplugs. And I think it's important for everyone to understand that the 3M Corporation basically sold the U.S. government and the military a bill of goods with regard to these earplugs, and they knew that they didn't work, that they were a problem, made a lot of money off of it, and importantly or sadly, put the health and the hearing of many of our veterans, the people who put their lives on the line for us and protect us every day, who are now suffering the consequences of that. So I'm going to introduce Mike O'Neill and let him talk to you a little bit more.
Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Joe. Pleased to be here. as Joe said, hearing loss, and tinnitus are number one and two disabilities being suffered by veterans in the country. Pennsylvania actually has the fourth largest population of veterans in the country. A lot of people don't know that. There's a lot of veterans who reside in Pennsylvania. So this is affecting a tremendous amount, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of veterans in the state of Pennsylvania. The county of Philadelphia County has over 60,000 veterans alone. So this is an issue that really is affecting people in our neighborhoods that is very, very unfortunate. As Joe said, this is a situation where 3M knew these earplugs didn't work and yet hid it from the military and the Department of Defense when they sold them for over a decade. And then only now has it come to light that they knew that they didn't work, that they misrepresented how well they worked or how not well they worked. And it's all coming to light now in the last 12 months or so.
As a member of the military, first of all, when I think about what you said, when people are, they trust. It's a trust factor. You have equipment. You trust that, that it's working. And I think of the individual that is out there on the front lines, and trusts that the equipment that they have is going to protect them. And you gotta really, it's gotta tick you off to think that somebody was putting dollars over top of somebody's safety, who's not only, you know, it's not, if they were working in a factory, it would be equally as devastating to that person. But take it a step farther, these individuals are protecting our country.
I couldn't put it better. No, it's absolutely true. And you're right. This is a profit over safety issue 100%. In fact, these earplugs were named the Combat Arms earplugs. These were for our combat personnel. If a company went out and sold flak jackets that they knew didn't work, well, that would be a big issue immediately because you could see the damage that those defective flak jackets caused. These aren't any less defective. It's just that the injuries it was causing were injuries that these young soldiers had to deal with, and you can't see it. They're dealing with it themselves.
So, go ahead, Tammy.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw something in because I used to do defense work many, many moons ago. And so, could it be argued that...
Like you.
I know, thank you. could it be argued that the military should have done their due diligence to make sure these worked? Or just if you have a bill of sale, purchase a product, you assume that they're working the way that they're supposed to, right?
The military and the government did its due diligence is the fact. Okay. The 3M in the testing that's required testing, ANSI certified testing, they actually started the testing. This is back in 2000 now.
Right.
Realized something's not right with these earplugs. And they learned that these earplugs were actually working their way out of a user's ear. So they kind of jerry-rigged a system where they could make them work. They did in-house testing on their own employees, and then used
talking about 3M.
3M,
yeah,
and then used that testing to certify the earplugs. That's how these earplugs were certified. So the fraud that was perpetuated on our soldiers that we're here to talk about was perpetuated on the U.S. government as well, which is why the U.S. government last year filed a lawsuit against 3M.
So, so we have a lot to talk about, and. There's a lot. I mean, that right off the bat there is like a punch in the mouth. You know, you're talking. Let's obviously, as our guest, talk about the firm and a little background that kind of, you know, put you guys in the middle of this particular suit.
Sure, Joe. I hate to admit this, but I've been doing this for over 30 years, and we've been representing injured people from all walks of life in just about every kind of case where someone can be injured.
Which means you've been doing it since you were 7 years old, because there's no
exactly.
chance of that.
He's so nice.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
But go ahead.
But we have a firm of 15 highly qualified trial lawyers and 40 staff people, and we handle every kind of injury case. So typically tends towards the more catastrophic things, medical malpractice, defective product liability cases, fires, construction, work injuries, and also this is a product liability case, but in a mass torts type form, where at this point we represent hundreds of injured veterans and current military members who utilized these earplugs and thought that they were protected based on the misrepresentations of the 3M Corporation, and in fact were not protected, and 3M knew about that and now suffer from hearing loss. We have young people in their 20s and 30s and 40s who should have normal hearing, who have to wear hearing aids, who have constant ringing in their ears. It drives them crazy. It causes all kind of psychological
problems. Right, and that's what I was going to say.
And ailments.
Let's talk about, Mike, you with a military background, the trust factor, because, it's amazing. The first thing that hits me, Tabitha, is if you have a situation like this, you just trusted, the government, whoever, because, as a worker or a soldier, you're not, it says 3M on the package, but, somebody gives you you're trusting that they're, not defective. Obviously, you're sending your kids. By the way, this could be our kids. So if anybody's out there listening, and I'm sure it is some of your kids, one of the things I like to, kind of picture is that, so when you talk about insurance and doing things, if you don't want to get full tort, then, you know, okay, that's fine. But imagine your kid, protect your kid. People seem to visualize that and get a little bit more emotional about it. So let's think about our kids that are out there that are fighting for their country, doing everything right, and it's a trust factor. Now, as a military, a member of the military, and an attorney, that trust factor is got to be an important part. Because you're like a brother, you know, that's like a sister to you or a brother to you. How important is that relationship and to be able to, them to be able to confide into you their issues?
Well, I think that's it's very important to answer your question succinctly. But to add to that is the group of plaintiffs that 3M is dealing with is such a unique group of individuals. These are men and women who are used to, for lack of a better phrase, just sucking it up.
Right.
Whether it be a twisted ankle or an injury or something like that, they're used to sucking it up and not complaining. And they're also inherently a suspect of litigation and things of that nature.
Absolutely.
So they're preying upon, that's 3M is almost preying upon a class of plaintiffs like soldiers that they can get over on.
Sure.
Here's why I think it's important with me having my past, my military background, and also being a lawyer is, and it's taken this, it's taken me to go look soldiers face to face and in the eye, explain the litigation, explain that it's real, explain that there's a real benefit to becoming involved in litigation, because absent that, they're saying, I'm not going to get involved.
Well, it's interesting you say that because justice, you know, with a soldier on the front lines, okay, justice isn't handled in the courtroom, man. It's handled on the battlefield, and it's certainly a new place for them.
Sure.
And I had a litigation type situation. I would have preferred to take it out on the street corner from my neighborhood, but that's not reality. That wasn't my style, and so I did what I had to do. But you know, in the courtroom. So my point is. You must be dealing with a lot of that. The individual, like you just said, individuals that aren't used to dealing with justice in the courtroom, they're dealing with it really on the front lines of, you know, the war zones, for crying out loud.
Absolutely. I mean, these are issued safety equipment. Earplugs, you think about how they look inconsequential when you hold them in your eye, in your hand. They're small. You just pop them in your ears and forget about it. This is a key piece of safety equipment. As I said, hearing loss and tinnitus are the numbers 1 in 2 disabilities suffered by veterans, suffered by people serving in our armed forces. So they're issued these earplugs. They expect them to work. They're required to wear them. You don't go to a range to fire your rifle without being told by your superior officer or enlisted person, put your hearing protection in. You know, it's not an option. You're required to wear these. What they didn't know is they, even if they had them in, they weren't effective. They weren't working. Right. So what happens then is you get, you know, men and women suffer severe hearing loss. And they think, well, geez, imagine if I wasn't wearing my hearing protection, how bad it would be.
Right.
In fact, they may as well not have been wearing their hearing protection.
That's the query that I had, right? So you have these young soldiers who, let's say they just enlist for 4 years and they're out. And then years later, they develop the hearing loss or the, can you pronounce it for me? Because you were nice enough before this show not to correct me because I think I said it wrong.
And I think you can really
tinnitus?
Use tinnitus. Tinnitus. Is the way a audiologist or a physician would say. I said tinnitus for the longest time, but I've been corrected enough.
I had to correct him.
Okay. Yeah,
you would have been corrected me too because I'm glad you guys handled this.
To hearing loss or is it something different?
Tinnitus. No, tinnitus is separate and apart. Tinnitus is actually a ringing in your ear, which can be persistent or it can be episodic. It can be in one ear. It can be in both ears. But what it is and there's only certain pitches that it'll hear. But we have soldiers that are affected by this, and it's driving them, as Joe said, driving them crazy. And I don't mean that.
It can. I'm obviously not an expert in it because I didn't know how to. If it wasn't for you guys, you know, I would have never knew how to say it. And I can't. And honestly, I'm probably going to screw it up a couple times. But it has led to some very deep emotional and mental issues for individuals who have it bad. Am I correct? I mean, people suffer horribly from it.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a long history of this, that the problem of tinnitus or ringing in the ears. I mean, obviously, it's something that these defective earplugs can cause because the soldiers don't get the hearing protection they're supposed to. But if you did research on tinnitus, there's all kind of emotional, psychological issues that can come from it. In fact, there have even been people, and I'm not talking about necessarily in this litigation, who have, you know, gone so far as to do harm to themselves.
Right. That's
and
I've heard
suicide as a result of this because it's like something in their head driving them crazy.
All right, we're going to have more from the Tabitha Castro Show after the break.
My friends, this is Joe Krause. You've heard me on Philadelphia radio now for over 20 years, and you know I don't often endorse products or people unless they are real game changers. I want to tell you about Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located in Center City, Philadelphia. And at the end of this short personal endorsement, I want you to consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness. If you are recovering from an injury, if you or a family member has been diagnosed with a disorder that has stopped you in your tracks, or if you're like me, determined to learn about wellness while getting yourself prepared to stay healthy so you can enjoy the blessings of your family. Remember the name of this warm and caring location, Weinerman Pain and Wellness. Why should you consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness? Because they are who you expect them to be.
Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located at 100 South Broad Street, just south of City Hall. Call Weinerman Pain and Wellness at 215-988-9503. That's 215-988-9503. Call today.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness.
Get some rear security.
From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
They just told us right away that we're gonna house you, we're gonna feed you, and every single one of his medical bills is just all taken care of.
They've saved my family from financial ruin. It allowed me and my wife both to focus on the most important thing, which was the health and well-being of our son.
We have phenomenal research, outstanding clinical care, and the generosity of public, which allow us to treat patients regardless of what it takes. And that's what makes St. Jude so magical.
At St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, families never receive a bill for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because the only thing a family should worry about is helping their child live.
Doctors send us the toughest cases to be treated at St. Jude, and our patients come from all over the world.
When we come here, they told me, don't worry, everything's been taken care of.
We could never repay St. Jude for what they've given us.
Because of you.
Gracias a ti.
Because of you.
There is St. Jude.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Tabitha Castro Show, sponsored by Weinerman Pain and Wellness, Serious Doctors with Serious Injuries. I'm your along with Tabitha Castro, I'm your co-host, Joe Dougherty. We're talking about a pretty serious topic today, huh, Tabitha?
No, absolutely. It's getting really interesting, and I'm learning so much today, and I hope our listeners are as well.
Absolutely. And so, a couple things. One question, were individuals that were in combat wearing, you know, utilizing these earplugs as well as, you know, the, you know, or here in the States?
These were the issued earplugs to combat troops overseas from 2003, late 2003 until 2015.
So the types of noise that these individuals are hearing are literally, you know, we're talking about gunshots, bombs, all those things that, that they're supposed to to have that protection for. That's the those are the sounds, along with being in the ship and having an engine. But you're talking about frontline noises.
Oh, sure. These are frontline. I mean, frontline troops were wearing these. I mean, these were for gunshots, tanks, personnel carriers, things of that nature. The sound that they create. This was supposed to protect them from those noises.
But your listeners, Joe, should understand it's not just people who are in combat in the front line. These were the exclusive earplugs and ear protection that were used from 2003 to 2015 throughout all military branches everywhere.
Wow.
Overseas, in combat, in training. In the United States,
wondering
on ships,
how much
on aircraft.
3M made. If we had that number, I'd love to know how much they made with that. 12 years of using their earplugs with the government. I'm being sarcastic when I say this. They probably charged them like $50, like a, you know how it's $50 for a hammer. We'll never know, probably, but I'm just saying they made a mint. And next thing you know, we have soldiers walking around who have tinnitus. And at the sale, was that decent, Joe?
Good, Joe. Good
awesome.
Job. They made a lot of money and put a lot of people's hearing at risk. And I think, you know, your listeners should also understand that this, like I said, military members stateside everywhere, but also civilian contractors. So this ear protection was also used by civilian contractors involved in military activities or in military zones. So there are non-veterans or non-military members who also may have hearing loss or tinnitus ringing their ears and have viable claims.
So is the point, if you worked for the government as a contractor, as a civilian contractor, or were part of the military between 2003 to 2015 and have hearing issues, tinnitus, hearing loss, things of that nature, they should be able to causally relate it to these 3M earplugs and its defectiveness. And if that's the case, they should call you to join this mass tort action. Is that right?
Absolutely. But even if they don't specifically relate it, if they believe they have a hearing problem and they were in the military or a civilian contractor during that time period, whether that hearing problem they think they have is ringing in the ears, they have some hearing loss, changes in their hearing, even if it hasn't been diagnosed by a doctor or an audiologist, because we can get them evaluated by an audiologist, get a hearing test, seen by a doctor, they should call because they may have a right to recover. And you said this case, it's a mass tort case, it's multi-district litigation, and it's not a class action.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that question.
Sure.
During the break, had mentioned class action. And you
he
would
corrected
say,
you right away.
Right
Joe.
Away, because you know what? That's I never got out of community college. I'm here in the room with the big dogs, but the difference, you know, you would pointed that out. Mass tort, it's not a class action suit. What is the difference there for the listeners?
So multi-district litigation in a mass tort case means there are lots of cases all over the country, and what they're trying to do is be efficient. From a logistics perspective and from a litigation perspective. So what they do is they consolidate all the cases. They're still individual cases in front of one judge. In this case, it's in front of a judge in Pensacola, Florida. Now, the cases all get transferred there for pre-trial purposes. If the cases go to trial, other than some test cases, they'll typically get transferred back to wherever the case came from. But that judge is Casey Rogers in Pensacola, Florida. And what happens is discovery happens, all the exchange of documents and things in one group setting. So it doesn't have to be done in 10,000 cases in different places all around the country. But they are all individual cases. It's not a class action. Everybody gets their own claim individually evaluated and their own claim is individually discovered.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So you can speak to individuals in any state in the United States and still have them retain you to represent you in this litigation. Is that right?
Yes. We represent people from all across the country, from Washington State, California, Texas, Florida, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. We represent people from all across the country in every service area, from, you know, Marine and Army Special Forces to, you know, people who worked as almost every different military function, mechanics, everything under the sun.
So you mentioned something during the break that because of this situation, the actual claims for disability as related to hearing loss and tinnitus are more substantial from 2003 to now than prior to that, going all the way back in the history of the military.
Yeah, the Center for Disease Control in 2010, 2011 did a study on hearing loss because they saw the tremendous amount of disability claims being brought by veterans for hearing loss that was disproportionate to what they had seen in the past. And this is from veterans from 2001, the global war on terror, until now. And what they found was that if you were a veteran from 2001 until, at that time, 2011, so these numbers are probably worse as we sit here today than they were in 2011. But if you were a veteran who served from 2001 forward, you were four times as likely to suffer from serious hearing loss than a veteran who served prior to 2001. So when you think about that, that includes soldiers who are Vietnam era, who are Korea era, or even before, who suffer hearing loss from age-related hearing loss. A tremendous amount of them suffer from that. When you're 80, you're going to suffer some degree of hearing loss. And yet soldiers who, like Joe said, these, you know, 20, 30, 40-year-old soldiers and veterans are suffering serious hearing loss four times greater than they are.
When you're, you just think about that, it's unbelievable. You talk about a young person with how big is 3M Corporation?
It's a massive
huge
corporation.
It's a multinational, international, multi-billion-dollar corporation. And like we talked about at the outset, this is a classic profits over people, profits over safety. They want to grab the money, and knew that this stuff didn't work, but they wanted the money anyway. And now they've created this situation.
It's one thing. You're pulling it over the government's eyes. In other words, the wall, you know, just a staggering situation where, you know, they not only did they know it, but go ahead.
Mike. Yeah, to put it into context, here's Aero Technologies was a small company in Indiana that actually were the first ones to come up with this technology, this dual-ended earplug technology. 3M purchased this small Aero Technologies company for $1.2 billion. Now think about that. $1.2 billion for a small company that just designed the earplugs.
I mean, let me ask you a kind of crazy question. How much would it have cost them? I mean, really, to actually fix the things rather than deceive. I mean, because you're talking about, like, I'm sure they had the technology. Instead of covering it up and going out of their way to to a corporation like that, a fix on it to correct the problem. Reminds me of some of the other big corporations with the talcum powder. They don't even put a disclaimer on the bottle. They're so big that, you know, I mean, you got to wonder how much cost, pennies on the dollar, it would to fix the situation.
Well, unfortunately, Joe, doing this stuff for 30 plus years, we see this far too often with big corporations from the pharmaceutical industry, like you're talking about with talc powder. Monsanto now with the Roundup causing leukemia and lymphomas, 3M corporations with these earplugs. I've had many cases involving different pharmaceutical companies with defective drugs, defective medical devices, where they know about it and they're making decisions. They're making decisions about people's lives, just like 3M Corporation did here. They're making a decision, well, we're going to make this number of billions of dollars and we're going to take this risk because we may have to pay this number of millions of dollars out at some point down the line, but we're making a decision based on money, based on the bean counters. If I make $2 billion a year and I have to pay out $100 million in claims a year, well, I still made a bunch of money. That's right. A good thing, when really no one, no corporation or otherwise, should be playing God like that and saying, I don't care if I'm going to have an impact on these
people's
lives.
They do a risk-benefit analysis, and they take their chances. But prior to coming on the show, I was telling the gentleman that my brother is an Army veteran, and he actually works for the Veterans Association down in Florida. Shout out to Staff Sergeant Pablo Reed, who should be listening to the show. But I was talking to him about this, and he says that he knows a lot of soldiers that do suffer from this hearing issue, but they didn't know about this potential litigation. So how are you guys getting the word out there so that other soldiers, other civilian contractors, other people who may be litigants can get involved?
Well, we're actively trying to get the word out there, through social media and other forums. There have been news articles about this. Mike was just on television on the news on Friday, where locally they did a story on this on Channel 10. And the information's out there. The problem is, though, and Mike can speak about this a little bit more, that there are a lot of people who are concerned. They don't believe it. They think it might be a scam. And there's even some evidence that there is somebody out there, and there's some evidence it's 3M Corporation or someone on behalf of 3M Corporation that is pushing out information on social media that this is a scam and that people shouldn't sign up or pursue this claim. You know, again, what are they doing? They're trying to protect their money. The money's more important than the people.
That's so unbelievable. You know, it's infuriating. We're gonna have more from the Tabitha Castro and our conversation with Joe Mesa and Mike O'Neill of Mesa & Associates after the break.
My friends, this is Joe Krause. You've heard me on Philadelphia Radio Now for over 20 years, and you know I don't often endorse products or people unless they are real game changers. I want to tell you about Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located in Center City, Philadelphia. And at the end of this short personal endorsement, I want you to consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness. If you are recovering from an injury, if you or a family member has been diagnosed with a disorder that has stopped you in your tracks, or if you're like me, determined to learn about wellness while getting yourself prepared to stay healthy so you can enjoy the blessings of your family. Remember the name of this warm and caring location, Weinerman Pain and Wellness. Why should you consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness? Because they are who you expect them to be.
Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located at 100 South Broad Street, just south of City Hall. Call Weinerman Pain and Wellness at 215-988-9503. That's 215-988-9503. Call today.
At any given moment, somewhere in America, a baby is taking a first step, a developmental milestone. But for too many parents, a baby's first steps aren't just a milestone. They're a miracle. These are the parents of babies who were born prematurely or with birth defects. It's a crisis affecting more than 500,000 babies in the United States each year. You can help them by joining volunteers like you who walk in March for Babies. The money you raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Together, our steps make stronger, healthier babies a reality for thousands of families. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org to take the steps that help make milestones and even miracles possible. Who will you march for?
Everybody, let's go, let's go, ho, ho, ho! Welcome everyone to West High School Spring Fling! Hey, where we at, where we at?
All right, I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Brooke.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. Okay, I went through the practice sessions. I slept good. I feel good.
We will now begin the test. Please take out your pencils.
I got this.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you had the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help us get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
In May of 2000, Dave Okarnikar skied the full descent of Mount Everest. Every day, somewhere in the world, someone base jumps off a bridge, an antenna, a building, or a mountain peak. at Mavericks, surfers brave 60-foot faces and a punishing rock bottom to ride the world's largest waves. Across suburbia, skateboarders transform curbs, stairs, swimming pools, and cement flood basins into Everests of their own making. In the old days, we called these people adventurers. Now, we call them extreme sports enthusiasts. There's a group of people who jump out of helicopters into 30-foot ocean swells, race vehicles through war zones, chase hurricanes, fly through walls of fire, and maneuver zodiacs through flash floods, all in an effort to save lives. We call these people the Air Force Reserve. The Air Force Reserve. Live the extreme.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Tabitha Castro Show. We're sponsored by Wineman Pain and Wellness, serious doctors for serious injuries. We have a fascinating show here today, Tabitha. We're talking to Joe Messa, founder of Messa and Associates, and his associate, Mike O'Neill, who was on the front lines here of this this earplug case with 3M. And I see, you know, it hits home with you because your brother is a member of the military and a lot of his friends and associates are. And let's talk about the pushback from military members that, A, maybe think they're suing the military or they're suing the government or it's going to, you know, if they have a suit here, that it's going to affect their VA benefits. A lot of the the word is that it could be 3M themselves pushing back and saying that it's a scam and stuff like that. Anything to deter people from getting their rights. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. We hit on it a little bit earlier when we talked about this group of plaintiffs and how they're all similar in so far as they're suck it up kind of a group of people where they don't like to complain and they're probably pretty conservative when it comes to litigation to begin with. So you've got that already. Then what's happened is a lot of the firms involved in this litigation have advertised on social media, which a lot of firms do. A lot of advertisements are on social media now, sure, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or what have you. What we've seen is you'll get these, they're called ghost accounts on social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, where a comment will pop up, and if you look to see who's making the comment, you'll see this person has no followers, they don't follow anybody, they've never made any other posts.
Right.
And there's been a couple hot button issues that we see these ghost accounts pushing out. Number one, if you engage in this litigation, you're going to lose your VA benefits. Absolutely false. But you'd be amazed the number of military personnel who believe that to be true. And I've had long conversations where ultimately I said, listen, let's go grab someone from the VA and I'll have them tell you. The two are wholly unrelated. But it's taken me looking someone face to face to say that's not
true. And
by
the way, that's your military background and the trust factor right there, because you're one of them.
Yeah, well, you know, I do have a military background. I called a recruiter the week of the first Gulf War when it started. I was in college at the time. My father was in the military for a long time. He was commanding general of the 28th Infantry Division, which is based out of Pennsylvania. But I enlisted as an infantryman back in 1991. Ultimately went to officer candidate school. I was commissioned an officer. I went to flight school and I flew helicopters in the military and held some other various positions within the Pennsylvania National Guard. So I've been around the military literally my entire life, and I stay very, very committed to military causes. The Pennsylvania Wounded Warriors Association is an organization that my family is very involved in.
Wow.
But it's really taken that background and me being able to look folks face to face and in the eye to convince them, okay, this isn't a scam. This is real. I can actually benefit from this. Another one is, this class action. The lawyers are going to get everything. As Joe so well put it, this is not a class action. This is multi-district litigation. Every soldier who is affected by this, who decides to opt into the litigation, will have their own lawsuit against 3M.
And let's think about that. So let's talk about, by the way, thank you for your service and your family service. That's impressive, man.
Thank you.
I mean, that is just... I could see why there, you know, people would, you know, if you've been in the military, you listen, you know, I'm taking your word for it. That's the darn truth. Having said that, the individual lawsuits, okay, this is against 3M. Justice, if you will, that did more damage to probably, how many, what's the estimate on how many people were affected?
Hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
And interestingly, Judge Rogers, we had a hearing several weeks ago, and she noted that this has the potential to be the single largest single defendant, meaning the 3M is the only defendant. This has the potential to be the single largest multi-district litigation against a single defendant in the country's history because of the amount of plaintiffs.
Well, I'm going to say something that's a little sarcastic. I'm sorry, Tabitha. They did more damage to our soldiers than the enemy, for crying out loud. I mean, I'm talking about in sheer numbers.
When you're talking about the number of people who have been hurt by this, I think that's absolutely the case. And, you know, the goal here is to recover compensation for all these soldiers who have hearing loss and tinnitus and ringing in their ears. You know, they're going to need the regular care by ENTs. They're going to need regular hearing tests. They're going to need hearing aids. Some of them may need surgeries. Well, they're going to need, you know, psychological treatment, medical treatment, all these things.
One of the things you talked about the mass tort, so I've learned something, and it's important because the first thing I'm thinking is, you know, so you hear about some of the class action suits across the, you know, when you get to letter, some ridiculous letter, and you're going to get $10 out of 50 million, you know what I mean? Like, we recovered $100 million. You can get your 20. This is not the case there. What is the value? I mean, talk about some of the settlements or the victories that some of these individuals who deservingly got justice through, you know, the litigation. Give me an idea of some of the settlements, the amounts.
At this point, Joe, there have been no cases that have been tried, and there are no settlements. This case is in the infancy.
Okay.
So what happened was some individual cases were filed around the country. It became clear that this was going to be a big litigation with tons of potential injured people. So the MDL panel, which is a group of federal judges that make these decisions, get together and say, okay, this should be an MDL, and they then consolidate it in front of a single judge. What are we talking about the value of these cases? It depends on the injury, how severe it is, how bad the hearing loss is, the tinnitus, what treatment they're going to need in the future, how it's going to affect their lives. But, you know, we're not talking about $10 here. We're talking about cases, you know, that are likely going to be worth in hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, or even more.
And we touched about this briefly earlier, but how about if an individual has not been diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus yet? What would you recommend for them?
I'd recommend if they use these earplugs or they were in the military or a civilian contractor in that time frame between 2003 and 2015, and they believe they have any loss of hearing, diminution of their hearing at all, even if they have no idea what it's from. If, you know, you're home and your wife or husband's calling out to you, or your kids, or, you know, you have to turn the TV up much louder than you used to, contact us. We can get hearing tests set up. If you're, you know, a veteran, you can go to the VA and get a hearing test. There are audiologists that you can go to, ENTs, who will do the tests and document the hearing loss. You think you have a problem? You probably do.
And you said a couple things. One of the things that's really important, that really, if you were in the military or you were a civilian contractor working with the military, and you used the earplugs, and you notice a hearing loss situation, and there's been no other specific incident that you can recall, like, for example, something blew up, you know, an M80 blew up in your ear and you can complain. You know, and you're probably not even putting two and two together.
Right.
You should think about it because, you know, I mean, because at that point, you know, you've been subject to and the majority of people have not been subjected to some, you know, ridiculous situation, one in a million. But my point is, you know, other than if they were wearing their earplugs, those earplugs while, you know, dealing with a military situation, you should definitely put two and two together, because, you know, you could be suffering this situation. And by the way, it doesn't get better. It likely gets worse. You know, you're talking about your ear.
You took the words out of my mouth right there, Joe, is that anybody who's suffering from hearing loss that's attributable to this, their hearing loss isn't going to get better. It doesn't, you know, recover itself. You don't recover hearing loss. Once it's gone, it's gone. And we talked earlier about age suffering, you know, being a factor in suffering hearing loss. Well, think about, we've got a client who's a 30-year-old first sergeant in the Pennsylvania National Guard. He's being fitted right now with hearing aids in both ears.
Wow.
30-year-old young man, squared away, really good kid, really good soldier. He's going to have to wear hearing aids for the rest of his life. And his hearing's not going to get better. The tinnitus isn't going to go away. He's going to live with this the rest of his life, and it's going to get worse. So for anybody out there who's thinking, well, yeah, I have hearing loss, and I was in during that time frame, but it was just part of the price to play poker. Well, it's not going to get better. You really should. This is a benefit for you out there that you really should become involved in.
And even if you don't have hearing loss, get tested.
Yeah.
Call.
You don't know what
you
don't
know,
right?
What's going to happen in the future, or what might seem minor or you're not even noticing now is going to be or potentially be worse.
Well, how about this one? The out-of-pocket cost. Somebody's listening and they're going, I can't afford to get, you know, I know I wore them and I don't know what my situation is, but I want to get it checked because, and I think the reason, a good reason to get it checked would be if you have it, it's different than, not, this may sound stupid, but I'm listening to what you guys are saying. You don't know sometimes if you have something or you don't have something. But if you have hearing loss and it's a cause of this situation, but you're not aware of it, you should get checked. Why? Because if you do, like Mike just said, it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. If you don't have anything wrong, there was no effect, fantastic. Is there any out-of-pocket cost to call the firm and, you know, to get checked out, you know, and if they have an issue, to be represented?
So the short answer is everything we do is on a contingency basis. If, you know, we don't recover money for you, you don't owe us any money, and we don't ask you for a nickel. We front all the costs and expenses associated with, you know, bringing the lawsuit, pursuing it, you know, representing any member of this group of people who have been harmed or who believe they have been harmed. With respect to testing, and Mike can speak maybe a little bit more about this, if you're a veteran, you can get tested at the VA. You have those benefits. You have the right to do that. You go to the VA, your local VA hospital or VA medical center, and get your hearing tested. But you don't have to have a VA-rated government disability in order to recover in this case. If you don't have the ability to get tested, you're not near the VA, et cetera, contact us. I mean, we can arrange to get hearing tests done. There's no cost.
Let's talk about the statute of limitations on the case. If there is any, people may have, you know, are not familiar with how long they have to contact somebody. Talk about that.
So statute of limitations are different depending on where you are. In Pennsylvania and New Jersey, for example, statute of limitations is 2 years typically from the time that you are harmed, but there is also something called the discovery rule, which is that 2 years is extended or can be extended for the time period that you didn't know that you actually were harmed and the operative cause. And here the operative cause, meaning that's really the sort of key. So you may know you had hearing loss a year, 5 years, 8 years, 6 years ago, and you would think, oh, well, that would be outside the statute of limitations. The answer is no, because you didn't know why you had hearing loss. When I say you didn't know why, you may know that you worked on an aircraft or in an engine room and were subject to repetitive noise. You may know that you were overseas on the front lines and had things
exploding around you. Of course, you may not be connecting the two.
But you don't know why you had hearing loss that is due to this earplug, the 3M product. And unless or until you know that, the statute doesn't begin to run. So I would say to anybody who believes that this may, that they may be involved here or this may use this earplug, to call, because the statute, the time can be running at this point, and we want to make sure we protect your rights. And, you know, beyond that, it may be you hear this radio show. That's the first notice you have
exactly.
of it. So then that's when it begins to run. So the sooner you reach out, the better.
Talk about the length of time a case like this could take from when. So these are individual cases, which to me is really important, because you're not getting thrown into a, you know, like a, what do they call it?
Class action.
Class action, right. And so how long could a case like this take to come to fruition? By the way, I know the word fruition, okay? I'm just telling
Good
you.
Good job.
I know you guys didn't know it, but I'll give it to you at the end of the group.
That's from Penchar.
That's right.
That's where you learned
before that. They asked, you know, respectfully asked me to exit the building. But that's not I told you that. But
they took you at Roman, though.
They did take me at Roman because I ran a 40 and 4.7. Penchar had plenty of those guys at the time. But you're a Chestnut Hill guy. It's just a little rival we got going. So talk about how long a case like this could take.
So because the case is so large, I mean, the number of plaintiffs, we're talking about tens of thousands now and potentially hundreds of thousands of people, the coordination of that many cases for the pretrial part of it, even though they're individual cases, takes time. And coordination of that and the discovery that has to be done against 3M, which will be done in a group setting. I can't give you an exact amount of time, but you know it's a process. We're probably talking 3+ years, although you know 3M may come to its senses early and come to the table. But you know we'll see that has to sort of wind its way.
Yeah, what is 3M's you know position been in regards to the litigation itself? Aside from
deception, deny.
Yeah,
right. That's like in every case. Right. You know the defendants always deny. They're a big corporation. They're going to defend this. I mean, they have you know made certain claims about defenses, but again, it's still really early on. I don't see them. Taking this case to fruition and trying every case. I think they have a problem, particularly given the facts underlying this, the fraud. They have a problem
the cover-up.
The cover-up, because that's worse than anything, right? People don't like the cover-up. There is a cover-up. And I think they also have a problem given the group of plaintiffs we're talking about, right? These are all military people.
Oh, yeah, the credibility.
Jurors are going to respect.
So it's a jury trial involvement then, not a bench trial?
No, they would all be jury trials. Every individual case would be a jury trial, and 3M Corporation is not going to try, you know, 100,000 cases and not going to try 10,000 cases. So often what happens in these cases is there are bellwether trials. The court and the parties will pick certain cases. We're going to try these 10, 20, 30 cases first, and that's done to see sort of where these shake out, and sometimes will help set a value across the board for all the cases.
Are there witnesses? You know, in other words, it's, you know, you're talking about, you know, there's a cover up. So there's, you know, so in other words, did the same witnesses appear for, in other words, if you're talking one case, does the same facts, you know, lend themselves to every case?
The answer is yes, and that's why the case is MDL'd. So the facts as they relate to 3M and what they did and the fraud and their sort of scam testing in-house and what they communicated to the government, all that gets discovered and all the witnesses and all the evidence pulled together, and then that is used in every single case. And that's why MDL litigation exists, to be able to, rather than do that 10,000, 50,000, 100,000 times, you do it once, and then all the plaintiffs can use it.
Let's talk about contact information. If anybody's listening, or if you know somebody who was in the military over the last 15 years, you know, since 2003, to the firm, you know, if they think they may have an issue.
Sure. They can contact us by phone, email, visit our website is www.messalaw.com. It's two S's, MESSALAW.com. They can call us locally, 215-568-3500 in New Jersey, 609. I'm forgetting the number, but I'll give you the 800 number.
You don't call it.
Why? Right, I don't call it. We have an 800 number. It's 1-888-MESSALAW. 1-888-MESSALAW, again, with two S's. That's the easiest toll-free number, 888-MESSALAW, which is 888-960-3501. And in New Jersey, we have offices up and down New Jersey as well as throughout Pennsylvania, but locally in Cherry Hill, 856-810-9500, but 215-568-3500 in PA.
All right. So if you've been if you were in the military, if you're a military contractor, it's been a fascinating conversation. And Tabitha, certainly, you know, with somebody who has a brother who's in the military, and how does it make you feel when you got somebody, a big corporation. It's not like some little guy who screwed up. And don't get me wrong, there's never a good reason, but they could have easily fixed this thing. It's got to infuriate you.
No, it's very disheartening to me. I mean, my brother did 3 tours overseas.
Oh my God.
2 in Iraq and 1 in Afghanistan. At one point, he came back and developed a blood clot in his lung. And they can't causally relate it to anything, right? But his soldier friend developed the same blood clot after returning from a tour, and he passed away. And so I think this is amazing that we could have that causation there, that we have a defendant who could be liable for their actions, because there's so much that happened to these soldiers. Sure. That we can't claim, right? Because they're an employee of the government. So there's nothing that can really be done. So there's a little glimmer of hope, I think, for people who do have hearing issues, that can contact Mesa Law, that can try to get some type of compensation for the pain and suffering and the future suffering, right, that they're going to have to endure. So the way I see it is, I'm happy, right? I'm happy that something can be done for the people that are being affected by this. So definitely call. I'm going to speak to my brother, and he works for the VA. I'm going to tell him to get the word out there as well, because I think it's really important that we do something about this.
So, and I agree with you. I want to, and if you will, Tabitha, a little shout out for the contact information at your firm.
Sure, Castro Firm. You look us up online at thecastrofirm.com, and we have offices in Delaware and in Cherry Hill. 302-225-5757 is our Delaware number, and 856-324-8242 is our Cherry Hill number. Check us out.
All right. So Joe Mesa, founder of Mesa Law and Mesa & Associates, Mike O'Neill of Mesa & Associates. I want to thank you both for being our guests on the show.
Absolutely.
And for the job you're doing for our military people. I know it's important, and there's so many people out there affected. If you're affected, if you've been in the military since 2003, if you wore those earplugs, you know, by all means, if you were a military contractor, contact Mesa Law, you know, let's bring somebody to justice who should have known better. For Tabitha Castro, I'm your co-host, Joe Docker. This has been the Tabitha Castro Show on WWDB 860 AM. I want to thank our man Brett in the studio there for making it possible. And Weinemann Painting, one of Sears Doctors for Sears Injuries, they're our sponsor. We'll talk to you next week.
Be safe out there.